You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
I don't know if you believe in guardian angels or not, but I got one right over here, over my shoulder. I don't know whether the one the Lord assigned me is on strike or passed away or whatever, but King of Vicks here. As long as Victor's around, we all got us the guardian angel. God bless y'all. And again, those of you out there watching in what they call it, cyberspace, Vicks just a big sissy, really. He looks mean, but he's really just big-hearted, big sissy. Somebody said to me, my wife told me, said, you look tired. Look tired. Well, I get tired because I get around these guys and I don't get to bed the way I normally. Remember I told you guys I'm a 9 o'clock kind of guy. I ain't seen 9 o'clock quite a while. So I got to get back into my rhythm here a little bit. At some point, we got Vic still here. Craig still here. Johnny Burkeen still here. Still ironing out transportation issues about who's going to go where and all that kind of stuff. And they've been doing great wonders with us at the new ministry facility that we have just up top of the hill. Yesterday, thanks to Ken Hall, you say, who's Ken Hall? Ken Hall, Patriot Music. You don't remember that, do you, Vic? Patriot Music. Ken Hall is the guy who did our song on Chappaqua. And Ken's a real warrior. And he's also kind of an insurance adjuster kind of guy. So he came out and he took a walk through our facility and said, oh, man, you need to do this, don't do this, don't do this, but do this and this and this. And gave us some real great direction. So yesterday we were able to get up there and we're working now to get the water problem under control. And by water problem, I mean there's a little bit of a leak in the house in a couple different places and some moisture in the basement. You guys probably don't care, but I'm just trying to lay out what we did the last couple of days. And so we really got after that yesterday, and we think we got the water stopped, the water flowing the right way, cleaned out the gutters, did some that kind of work. And thanks to Vic and all these guys and everybody. Folks, this is just going to be, I'm telling you, when you all see this thing, when this thing is done, when the Lord is done with this, it's going to be something. So we got some plans today. Today's Wednesday already, and we're going to work through probably Friday and then try to help all these guys get on the road and send Craig down to Chad Estes, let him come down and help Chad out a little bit. So God bless you all, man. There's a lot swirling around us today, a lot swirling around everything. I got so much stuff I want to share with you, but when I got up this morning at 5:30, I walked we have our kitchen area and our living area is kind of the same because Michelle and I downsized, at least we thought we did. And Vic's already up. He's sitting out there in the living room. And so Vic and I jumped. Those of you who've been to our humble abode here know what the layout of our house. Vic and I went out and sat out on the back deck, porch, deck, whatever you want to call it. And we were just chatting a little bit. And, you know, I got a beautiful woods behind my house. And God's really, really good to Michelle and I. Vic and I were sitting on the back deck, and I said, listen to that, Vic. It was just kind of getting daylight. It's dark, kind of getting daylight. I said, listen to that, Vic. You can hear the birds chirping and different animals and different things going on. And I said, you know, there's a world right there inside that woods. Right inside that woods, there's a world that we don't even have any idea, understand the depth of what we would call an ecosystem or what life is like inside that woods. When the animals wake up, who's the king of the jungle and who's not the king of the jungle and what animal's stalking what other animal and how they learn to hide from each other and how they find their food. And I mean, if you were to study that ecosystem, it would be the most unbelievable thing that you could ever just be something, wouldn't it? The interconnectedness. And I said to Vic, is a whole ecosystem right there, Vic. It's a whole dimensional world. Not really a dimension, but it's a whole world right there inside that woods that most of us never understand. And I get up this morning and I said, John Brockoff sends me an email or Facebook, maybe it was, picture of a black bear down where he lives. Probably an FBI agent. But a black bear running around in the road down where he is. I said, man, I never see black bears. What's going on? How do black bears eat? Where do they sleep? What goes on with black bears? But man, nature's a, what an ecosystem. And I thought, wow, I wonder what it's like under the ocean. I wonder if there's an ecosystem inside the ocean. You get down there with all those fish are and the sharks and the tuna and the whales and the eels, and they're all somehow down there. They got a whole ecosystem going on down in that water that we can see. It's out of our mind. One time my dad caught a great big old catfish out of Buckeye Lake. I mean, it must have been, I'm not making it up, a 36 inch, 3 feet tall, a big old catfish he pulled out of there. When my dad pulled that thing out and he put that thing on the stringer, well, actually, he caught it when I wasn't around. And when I came out there, he said, Dave, you got to see this fish I caught. And he reached down the stringer and he pulled that stringer up and he pulled that catfish out there. His head was about that big around. I thought, oh my God, I will never swim again. I will never go swimming again. How can that thing be in that water? Which is a whole ecosystem there, isn't it? Whole ecosystem. You just think about every aspect. There's a whole ecosystem going on. A whole world that we don't understand. They call it the underworld. What's it like in that dark, dark, dark pedophile world? What's it like? What's the ecosystem? How does that ecosystem operate in that deep, deep drug world where those guys get trapped into drugs and drug addiction? And what's it like in that border smuggling ecosystem down there when what's it like there? What's it like in that ecosystem in big business on Wall Street? What's that ecosystem like? Who eats who? And how does that whole thing operate? And how does the whole thing operate in the governmental system? How did Hillary get to the top of the food chain in that governmental system? Who did she have to eat? What food was it? What organizations? What group? What bears was she hiding from? Ooh, how do you get to the top in that religious system? What's the ecosystem that's going on inside that religious system? Because you see, we are a system within a system within a system within a system. I was telling Victor this morning, as we sat on the back porch, people don't think I'm happy because I'm intense. I said, Coach, relax. You need to relax a little bit. They don't understand that's part of that ecosystem that I'm in. I am relaxed. I am relaxed. So yeah, but you seem so intense. I know, but that relaxes me. That's my nature. That's the way God formed me. I can't be you. You can't be me. We're all made equally different to operate in certain types of ecosystem. But what happens to the American soul, to the Christian soul, to the soul of a man, is he finds himself created to be in one ecosystem, living in another one. And he can't function. He doesn't understand how it works. And so I was prompted today I want to do a Bible study a little bit here before I get too far gone, because this was so thick on me. You didn't even know this was on me, Vic. This is how the Holy Spirit operates. And those Vic and I were up there. I was doing some show prep, and I couldn't get away from this the whole time. And so turn with me, Jared, if you could pull it up, and then I'm going to move on to Matthew 17. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you a spiritual ecosystem this morning. I'm in Matthew 21, verse 17. I'm sorry, Jared. I'm kind of daydreaming here. Folks, might want to call your friends and say, man, you better turn something in here. You better turn into Coach Dave here. Turn to 17. This whole thing's good, by the way. This whole Matthew 17. And let's start, 21, 17. I'm sorry, Jared. Just start 17. There you go, buddy. There it is. No, is that it? I am I'm in Matthew 17, verse 17. Is that where you are, Jer? I'm sorry. There we go. Then Jesus, answered and said, well, let's go back one. Jer, let's go back to about 13. Then the disciples understood he spoke of John the Baptist. Verse 14, and when they were coming to the multitude, there were a lot of people that came to him, a certain man. I like it when certain men come.
Yes.
Kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed. Anybody say amen? You know some lunatics and some who are not just vexed, but sore vexed?
Amen.
Amen, brother.
For oftentimes he falleth into the fire, and oftentimes falls into the water. We just talked about big old catfish being in that water. In other words, he's saying, my son keeps ending up in these different ecosystems and having a hard time. He doesn't understand where to operate. He doesn't understand danger. He keeps wandering back into those places that I've pulled him out of. And I brought him to your disciples, and they couldn't cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how much more of this can I put up with? I'm paraphrasing. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I have to suffer with you dudes? Don't you guys get anything? Jesus says, bring him unto me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. The child was cured from that very hour.
Amen.
Then came the disciples to Jesus and said, how'd you do that, dude? How'd you do that? How come we couldn't cast out that devil? And Jesus said to them, number one, because of your unbelief. For verily, verily, I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible. If you understand the ecosystem. Here's where I'm going today. Howbeit, in other words, except know this, boys, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. And I want to focus on right there.
Glory be to Jesus.
This kind. Darren, underline that. 21, Jared. This kind. This type. This form. This. You picking up what I'm laying down? There are different types of beings in our ecosystem, in our Christian ecosystem, in that invisible world around us. Just like I couldn't see that big old catfish laying in Buckeye Lake. My dad hooked him and pulled him out. There are big catfish around us. We don't understand it. We don't understand the power that the Lord has given us, but it's more than just mentioning the name of Jesus. Jesus says some of the stuff he can only get rid of through prayer and fasting. So when's the last? Maybe it's time we went on a fast again. Maybe we ought to be fasting for Hillary. So I thought, Lord, this is just before I came down the steps. I'm sorry, I'm going to do the Bible studies first, and we're going to move on. Jared, click on types of angels. You know there are different types of angels? Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. We don't understand in this spiritual ecosystem that we're in. We have no idea how to operate in it. Why? Because in the natural ecosystem, when Vic and I were sitting on the porch, if I had time, I could have pointed out to him a cardinal. I could have pointed out a bluebird to you, a blue jay, I could have pointed out a coyote, fox. I could have pointed out all kinds of different animals in that ecosystem. Folks, there's an ecosystem. There's a spiritual ecosystem around us. Little about it. It's like my grandchildren, from the time they were like 6 months old, we would sit down with them and we would read a book from them. We would read a book that would tell them what the different animals were. What is that, David? What is that? That's a cow. Cow. We had to teach David the different animals. Now, Grampy, there's a cow. Grampy, there's a pig. Grampy, there's a... David now has understood the ecosystem. Are you teaching your children the spiritual ecosystem? Are you being taught the spiritual ecosystem? When was the last time you went to your church and a pastor got up in the pulpit and told you about the different kind of animals in the spiritual realm?
Never.
This is good, isn't it? Huh?
It's great.
This is good.
Real good.
So I haven't really studied this, but this is, Russ Dizdar calls it macroschismaza or something like that.
Yeah.
There are different types of spiritual beings. When you say there's an angel or there's a demon, boys and girls, it's so much deeper than that. That's like saying there's an animal. What kind of animal? I don't know. It's an animal. Oh, there's an angel. Okay, what kind of angel? I don't know. It's an angel. What? Do they all look the same? They all act the same? They all do the same thing? Angels are heavenly beings that are usually believed to be servants of God who can carry out his wish on earth. There are different orders of angels that are called angelic choirs. There are three main types of angels with angelic choirs within each larger type, first sphere, second sphere, and third sphere. You ever heard anything like this ever? The first sphere, these angels are said to be direct servants of God. They're called seraphim. Seraphs are angels that have six wings, and in Christianity, this is the highest rank of an angel. In Judaism, this is the fifth highest ranking angel. They are described in Isaiah. There it is, a seraphim. In that year, when King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lofty, and the hem of his robe filled the temple, and seraphs. That would be like saying dogs were in attendance. Now, you can't just say angels were there. What kind of angel was there? Seraphs were there. Wolves, whatever animal. They were in attendance above him. And each of those animals had six wings. They covered two his face. Two covered his feet. Two flew, and one called another and said, "Holy, holy, Lord of God, the whole earth is full of his glory." This pivots on the threshold, shook the voices. Okay, let's move to the next one. I don't want to stay on this all day. You can study this out yourself. Then there are cherubim. You have a dog and you have a cat. They're both angels, but you have a dog and a cat. Cherubs originally were created to guard the Garden of Eden. They're said to have four faces. They had a human face, an ox, a lion, an eagle. This kind comes out only through prayer and fasting. And four wings covered their eyes. Some scholars believe Satan is a fallen cherub. Cherubs are commonly depicted as baby angels, which is not how cherubs are described. Okay? The next type are thrones. Thrones are named because they are the angels that carry God's throne. Sometimes they're depicted as wheels with eyes on the throne or chariots of God. They're sometimes portrayed as older men who are elders in Christ's community. That's just in that first sphere. There's a good picture of it on the screen. That is what? What's that called? It's a sphere, first sphere. The second sphere is angels rule over the earth. What? Yeah, it's a different kind of angel. They're dominions, sometimes called lordships. They look like attractive humans with feathered wings. There are virtues. These are angels to pray to if you need help. That's why the Catholics pray to Saint whoever, right?
Yeah.
There are powers and authorities. There are warriors, angels that can fight demons, usually powers. Then there's the third sphere of angels. Anybody ever hear anything like this in your life?
Nope.
Say, Coach, I've been in church every day in my life, and I never heard nothing like this, not ever.
Amen.
The third sphere, angels are also great angels to pray, as the primary job is helping humans. These are called guides and messengers and protectors. You got a dog, you got a cat, you got a wolf, you got a cow, we got different kinds of there's different kinds of spiritual beings. These are just the good guys, by the way. Then we have principalities and rulers. These are angels assigned to protect groups of people, like a country, a church, a city. They rule over other angels and send. Did you ever know this?
Nope.
They rule over other angels and send them on missions in order to accomplish the protective role. Because of this, they're typically depicted wearing crowns and holding scepters. Then there are archangels, which means chief angels. Michael's the only archangel specifically mentioned in the Bible. And the term's used in singular, meaning it's possible that Michael is the only one. In Judaism, there are seven archangels. Mm-hmm. And angels are the foot soldiers of the angel hierarchy. They send messages or carry out the task assigned to them by other angels. Personal guardian angels are these kind of angels. So I thought it'd be interesting this morning if we just started off the day, because Vic and I were sitting on the back porch thinking about the spiritual ecosystem. Now, if I was more prepared, I would move immediately into the dark side because there's good animals in those woods and there are bad animals in those woods. And just there's good animals in the ocean and there's bad animals in the ocean. And there's good animals in government and there's bad animals in government. And there's good animals in religious orders and there's bad animals. It's the balance of the spiritual ecosystem. I'm going to stop for a minute while you catch your breath and give you a chance to say something because ain't none of you. Most of you ain't never heard nothing like this ever. Come on in.
Coach, there's nine choirs. The Catholic doctrine teaches that there's nine choirs. There are three archangels that are spoke of in Scripture. It's Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. Gabriel delivers the word. Raphael is the archangels of travelers, and he's considered the medicine of God. And Michael is basically the chief warrior. The other four archangels are mentioned in the book of Enoch. And then you also broke down dominions, powers, virtues, and I can't recall the others off the top of my head. But yeah, it's truly incredible what goes on around us in the unseen. Because when we all profess the Nietzsche creed, we all profess that we believe in the seen and the unseen.
You mean to tell me that Randy Lunsford might have opened a door for what these angels? Are you kidding me? When he went to Hillary's and he put his hands on that throat. Hey, does anybody know? I'm going to stop right here a minute. I want you to think about this. Does anybody know of anybody else in America who laid their hands on Hillary's gate and prayed? Anybody know about ever done that?
Nope.
Anybody ever done that to know whether it was power to be unleashed when somebody did that? Do we have any track history of anybody going and doing it? Or did he just call some concrete maker from Oklahoma who's obedient to get on a plane and fly out there? Just, I'll do that, Lord. Here I am, send me, Lord. And he goes out there and he lays his hand on it. And it could it be that something was opened by Randy's obedience into an ecosystem that he didn't even understand?
Amen.
Well, people laugh at us. Something going on, something happening here. Come on, somebody else got something to say.
They're not laughing anymore, are they? They're not
laughing. I don't care if they laugh.
That's right.
I don't care. Something's going on. Come on. You ever heard anything like this? Right? You ever turned on your favorite TV preacher and heard anything like this?
Well, I think, Dave, going back to the Matthew, I think 17 that you read, it once again highlights the power that Christ gave the disciples and God has given to us. But even God back then was frustrated because the disciples did not know how to use the power they gave to him.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And I think the scripture reinforces this morning, there is so much more power from God that we are not utilizing at all to fight.
We don't understand the ecosystem. Right? No. We don't understand the ecosystem.
And it's not talked about at all. That power of healing, that power of combat, it's not talked in the Christian circles.
No. So here's Jesus sitting down with his disciples, and what's he saying to them? He's showing them the book. Here's an archangel. Here's, oh, boys, look at this. This kind right here. See this? Oh, this one. It only comes out with prayer and fasting.
Amen.
Right? It's so much deeper than we even have concept, folks. If we could ever get a grasp on the power of God given to us against these forces of darkness, you do know this, don't you? God's far more powerful than Satan. It ain't even close. And we have these weapons of our warfare, which are not carnal, but mighty through God. For what? For the pulling down of strongholds. I could go for an hour. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to pick maybe up on it tomorrow. For an hour, I could go on this stuff. And I'm talking to me. I got a revelation today sitting on the back porch with Vic of the spiritual ecosystem. And I have no idea. Everywhere you look, in every ecosystem, a business, at work, wherever you are, there is an ecosystem at work right there in that. Little pockets of it. I'm going to tell you something. There's one above us, too. We don't have any idea. We have no concept of it. None. We're going to start studying. Somebody come on in here. I'll come back to this. Hopefully, the Lord lets me. I'll come back to this tomorrow.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
If I know that I'm preaching, if I've got a scheduled date that I know I'm preaching, I fast 3 to 7 days no matter what.
Man.
Because there's power there, isn't it? Huh, there's power. Some of these things only come out through. So howbeit, Jared 21, this kind. What kind?
This kind.
This kind. Hey, Jared, let's scroll back up here a minute and see what this kind looked like. He said, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and sore vexed. And oftentimes he falls into the fire and often into the water. I brought him to the disciples and they couldn't cure him. Folks, you don't get cured, you get delivered.
Amen.
He says, you dudes, you still don't have this figured out. You've been sitting in church how long? You've read how many times through the Bible? Vic asked me that today, how many times I've read through the Bible. I said, I don't know, don't even care. Can I apply what I've read? We went to Chappaqua. I got police officers been through all the police training and all the courses, and they know everything they're doing. None of them know the law. They don't know how to apply it. They want to enforce codes and ordinances. They don't know the law. That's us too. Hey, Jared, pull up Bobby Lee's video. Bobby Lee made a great little video. We'll show you this from Chappaqua. Equal Justice Tour. And Bobby found a great song about courageous Christians. And folks, those of you watching right now, there's 46 of us in the queue and thousands listening around the world right now. Some can see the screen and some can't. And I want to show you a different kind of creature. A different kind of creature. A courageous Christian. It's a different kind of creature. See, you have prosperity Christians. You have weak Christians. You have charismatic Christians. See, they're different ecosystems, even within. You have Catholic Christians and Protestant Christians and Methodist Christians and Muslim Christians and Messianic Christians. And got all kinds of these different species, right? But the most rarest and most noble kind of Christian you'll ever find is a courageous one.
Amen.
You don't find many of them. Sorry, I don't find many of them. This kind. You don't find many of this kind. So Bobby made this video, and I just out of respect for Bobby, time and effort and energy he put into it. Let's watch this thing.
Be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. On the sidelines while our families slip away. Where are you, men of courage? You were made for so much more. Let the pounding of our hearts cry. We will serve the Lord. We were made to be courageous, and we're taking back the fight. We were made to be courageous.
Make us courageous.
Lord, make us courageous. This is our resolution, our answer to the call. We will love our wives and children.
Booger!
Watchers become warriors, let the men of God arise. We will make them be courageous, and we'll take it back the fight. We will make them be courageous, and it starts with us tonight.
Woo!
We will ever stand, it's all my knees were lifted.
Oh,
make us courageous.
Make us courageous, God. Johnny B. Ray. Name and Ray. John.
Welcome me with your God. Seek justice, love mercy. Welcome me with
in the war of the mind. Mountain Man, hey. There's Robert. Made it, Rob. Green Bay.
We will make it be courageous, and we're taking back the fight. We will make it be courageous, and it starts with us tonight.
Bobby
Lee. The only way
Bobby Lee. Jerry. Bob Evans. Dumpster and Ray. Courageous! New species of Christian! Lord, make us courageous. There he is, Eagle Rick.
Gunny.
Alan, the gunny.
The
Hillary for prison. Holy Bible. Hey, Jared, I'm going to test your know-how. Google the word, the song Courageous, and see if we can find the lyrics. Because that's the rarest kind, isn't it? As far as I can see, everywhere I look, that's the rarest kind of Christian I see. Is a courageous one. Somebody come on in here while Jared searches this out. Cast
that was
crown.
Awesome video by Bobby. That was awesome.
Okay, here's the lyrics. See, if I play the song again, they're going to do something to me, right? Heaven forbid. Casting Crowns would never want their song played, probably, would they? That would be a copyright. We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the chains. I'm sorry. We could be the generation that finally breaks. To be courageous. We were warriors watching on the sidelines while our families slip away. Where are you, men of courage? You were made for so much more. Let the pounding of the hearts cry, we will serve the Lord. We were made to be courageous. We're taking back the fight. We were made to be courageous. And it starts with us tonight. The only way we'll ever stand is on our knees with lifted hands. Make us courageous, Lord. Make us courageous. This is our resolution, our answer to the call. We will love our wives and children. We refuse to let them fall. We will reignite the passion that we buried deep inside. May the watchers become warriors. Let the men of God arise. We were made to be courageous. We're taking back the fight. We were made to be courageous. That starts with us tonight. The only way we'll ever stand is on our knees with lifted hands. Make us courageous. to your Lord. By the way, that's true and undefiled religion right there. In the war of the mind, I will make my stand. In the battle of my hand. In the war of the mind, I will make my stand. In the battle of the heart. And in the battle of the heart. We were made to be courageous, taking back the fight. We were made to be courageous. It starts with us tonight. The only way we'll ever stand is on our knees with lifted hands. Make us courageous, Lord. Make us courageous. We were made to be courageous. Lord, make us courageous. Jared, play that video again.
Okay.
Chains. We were made to be courageous. We were made to be courageous. We were warriors on the front lines, standing unafraid. But now we're watchers on the sidelines while our families slip away.
Make us courageous, Lord. Lord, make us get those schemata, this kind of Christian. This kind of Christian.
Amen.
Only kind of Christian that counts, Coach.
This kind of Christian. Hey, Jared, go to Teddy Roosevelt, the man in the arena. I'm tired of, I feel good today, Mark. I'm tired of all those people telling me we have wasted our time. Teddy Roosevelt said, it's not the critic that counts. It's not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles. where the doer of deeds could. You're wasting your time. Now, the credit to Robert and Mark and Bob Evans and Tammy Evans and Dorita. The credit belongs to those who are actually in the arena. To Mountain Man Terry.
Yes.
Who strives valiantly.
Thank you, Lord.
Who errs. Who comes short again and again. Because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Alan? Matt? Who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions?
Randy,
who spends himself in a worthy cause. Who at the very best, Johnny, knows in the end the triumph of high achievement.
And Roger.
And who at the worst, Roger?
Roger is Sissy Bible.
If he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly.
Amen, Roger.
That his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat.
GG. What a love. What a servant.
Let's go see Mata. What is it? Whatever it is, this is a different kind. See, I'm looking for a different kind in this Christian ecosystem. They dang, Coach, this is good. I know this. It's Holy Spirit.
To conceive.
It's the Holy Spirit. God made us courageous. God made us courageous.
We believe to conceive.
Coach, it's something just hit me, right? I really think that we all need to give God thanks and praise because He's brought us together. How what else can we ask for than to be surrounded by others that believe the same things that we do, that are stepping out?
How else can you explain it other than we are a different this kind? We're different this kind. We're in this Christian ecosystem, and you call us what you want. Call us eagles, call us wolves, call us whatever you want to, but we are a different kind. We're a different breed. We're a different type.
Call us radicals, Kyle.
Call us radicals, Kyle. Call us radicals.
Call us.
Call us radicals. Come on in. You're right, Matt. Didn't mean to walk on you.
Dave,
I had a July, a little July 4th gathering, and the family was all around, and they're good people. But what you said is so true. They're in the Christian ecosystem, but it's really a different ecosystem than the one I think through. I'm not better or worse. I'm not any better, but they don't really think like I think. They're not bad people. Some are a little closer to my thinking than others. Nobody within the ecosystem over the 4th was radically opposed to me. They're just not thinking like me.
They're just bluebirds and cardinals and pussycats. That's all. They're in the same Christian ecosystem. And then you come in there, you're a black bull comes in there and they're scared. But oh my goodness, you're going to get us all eaten, Roger, if you keep doing this. They're going to eat all of us.
Well, there's not a gathering in my family unit where the huddle doesn't come up. And it's mostly positive, but they just don't think like I think. And I think that's the hard thing. And there's a lot of men that share this with me that are on the huddle now or were or in the future. We just see the world differently. And it's okay. I think it's okay.
So schedule yourself to come to Pastor Mike Spaulding's Go Ye Therefore conference. There's going to be this kind is going to be there. Do you understand this kind? Yeah.
Titus 2:14, if we could go there.
Titus 2:14. I got to find Titus.
Yes, and talking about us being sanctified and set apart and being different.
That's New Testament, isn't it? Titus. Look, Titus is one of those. Mark C. Vick asked me, have you read clear through the Bible? And I said, no, I don't. I read what I need to use at that time. I'm trying to find Titus. Where are you, Titus? I don't even know where Vick thinks he knows. He don't know. He's just pointing. Jared's got it up there. Where is it, Jared? Let me get Titus 2:14. Hang on. Vic's over acting like he knows where it is.
Talking about our Savior, Jesus Christ here.
looking 13, by the way, looking for that blessed hope. People call that the rapture. Oh, boy, Mark, I wish you hadn't brought this up.
14, not 13.
A blessed hope is the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. That's the way I read it. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, a different kind, zealous of good works.
Zealous, courageous.
Of good works, zealous of good. We're a peculiar people.
Known for their courageousness, their zealousness.
That's right, brother. My goodness, there it is. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority.
So
no man despise thee.
If we're fitting in, we're not doing God's work. And this is kind of what put me on the path, is we're supposed to be peculiar.
That's what it was. We're supposed to be peculiar. By the way, Jared, go back to what word was I going to have you search earlier? It doesn't matter. Mark, where is this? This is Titus what? Yeah. Hey, Jared, I hate it when this happens. Mark, I hate it when this happens. Remember, no chapter breaks, right? No chapter breaks. So, Jared, let's stay right there and let's continue this chapter. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of the good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. Not a new chapter, just a new sentence. Put them in mind to be subject to the principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to do every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish,
amen,
disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy and hatred and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of our God, our Savior toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness which we've done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost when he showed us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. That being justified by grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of the eternal life. Now, don't read this backwards. It was the grace of God that made you what you are. It's Amen. The grace of Amen. God made you peculiar people, zealous of good works. You weren't always that. Amen. The grace of God made you that.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a faithful saying that verse 8, the things like that thou affirm constantly that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. If you believe in God, maintain good works, will you? These things are good and profitable unto men. But quit arguing about stupid things. Quit arguing about whatever. How you baptized, when the rapture is. Stop, avoid doing that, and genealogies and contentions and striving against the law. Eat this, don't eat that. For they are unprofitable and vain. And man, that is a heretic. Didn't we just read that?
Yeah.
After the first and second admonition, reject. In other words, you told him twice, he don't get it, walk away, man. Walk away. Knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself. Verse 14.
Wow.
And let ours also learn to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not fruitful. Dang, Mark.
We got to be courageous to get all that done, Coach. We got to be courageous.
If you're one of these kind. Yeah.
Hey, as a Christian, we're all radioactive. But that radioactive has two meanings. If we're a radioactive Christian operating in fission, we're separating people from the cross, taking them away from, diverting them away from Christ. If we're radioactive fusion, we're bringing people to the cross. And those are the ones that most people hate.
That's right, brother. That's right. It's ones who can't even see the cross, who think they're, I think, anyway, don't give me, somebody else come on in if I say something I shouldn't say. Vic, you've been silent. Say something. Take the pressure off me here, man.
Believe to conceive. And then that zealousness word was magical in Jesus Christ. Because you see, that zealousness makes you just get after it. Go with it. No stopping. Just charge on.
Jared, look up zeal. Zealous. Look up zealous.
Wow. There's right there. Warmly engaged.
Warmly engaged or ardent in pursuit of an object.
Thank you, Lord.
Being thus saved himself, he becomes zealous.
Amen.
In the salvation of souls. I'm zealous.
That's the confirmation right there,
brother. That's it, brother.
The opposite of that, Coach, is if you're not zealous, are you saved?
It's a great question. Can you be saved and not be zealous?
You're supposed to be red hot, white hot. Not lukewarm.
Jared, look up zeal. Passionate ardor in the pursuit of anything. In general, zeal is an eagerness of desire to accomplish or attain some object, like heaven.
Amen.
And it may be manifested either in favor of any person or thing or in opposition to any person. See, the God haters are zealous. They're more zealous for their Lord than we are for ours. Zeal is the blind conductor of the will. Wow.
But
wait a minute. There's a mic drop.
But it says good or bad cause. So that's the ecosystem right there. Buddy.
There's the ecosystem. Good or bad cause. The blind conductor of the will. What's conducting your will?
But the will of God.
Mm-hmm. A zeal for liberty is sometimes an eagerness to subvert with little care what shall be established. See, that's, the left is after liberty, although it's licentiousness. They don't understand the difference. Jared, that would be a good teaching as well. Go up there and pull up licentiousness, Jared. That, see, we confuse these with liberty.
Yes.
Licentiousness is what they want, right? They want to sleep with whoever they want, put right. their penis wherever they want,
right.
eat whatever they want, say whatever they want, and keep you from saying whatever you want. Licentiousness is excessive indulgence of liberty.
Hedonism.
A contempt of the just restraints of the law. Is that that other animal in our ecosystem? Is that the one they're after? I think that is, Vic.
Amen.
Sure.
It's contempt of the just restraints of law, morality, and decorum. My body, my choice. Who are you to tell me what I can do? Who are you to judge? The licentiousness of all things is justly condemned. The licentiousness of the press is punishable by law. Law is the God of wise men. Licentiousness is the God of fools.
It's a God of self, right?
Power.
All. Licentiousness is the lion in the ecosystem. Wants to eat everything it can.
Or the black bear that just woke up.
Whatever.
He's hungry.
The hearts of zealous Christians compel men to come to Christ. They compel men to return to liberty. What is liberty, Jared? To liberty. Because they think they have liberty. Liberty. Freedom from restraint in a general sense. And applicable to the body or to the will or the mind. The body is at liberty when not confined. Will of man is at liberty when not checked or controlled. A man enjoys liberty when no physical force operates to restrain his actions or violations. So are you at liberty when you file your taxes? Natural liberty consists in the power of acting as one thinks fit, without restraint or control. I can stand on the sidewalk in Chappaqua. Except from the laws of nature.
That's not what the cops throw.
Listen,
there.
If you break the laws of nature, that ain't liberty, boys. That ain't liberty. It's a state of exemption from the control of others. And control from positive laws and institutions of social life. This liberty is abridged by the establishment of government. Civil liberty is the liberty of man in a state or society, or natural liberty, so far only abridged and restrained as is necessary and expedient for the safety and interest of society. a restraint of natural liberty, not necessary or expedient for public, is tyranny or oppression. You guys, do you read that? Jerry, can you underline that again? A restraint of natural liberty, right there, Jerry. The sentence below there. A restraint of natural liberty, not necessary or expedient for the public, is tyranny. Amen. And expression. Civil liberty is an exemption from the arbitrary will of others, which exemption is secured by the established law, which restrain every man from injuring or controlling another. Hence, the restraints of law are essential to civil liberty. The liberty of one depends not so much on the removal of all other restraints from him as on the due restraint upon the liberty of others. Wow. In this word, in this sentence, the latter word, liberty, denotes natural liberty. Political liberty is sometimes used as a synonym with civil liberty, but it's more properly designated the liberty of a nation. The freedom of a nation or a state from all unjust abridgments of its rights and independence by another nation. Hence, we often speak of the political liberties of Europe. But religious liberty is the right of adopting and enjoying opinions on religious subjects and of worshiping the supreme being according to the dictates of conscience without external control. That's why the First Amendment is so important.
It is.
Free exercise of your faith. If I want to stand up and say homosexuals are going to face a fiery judgment, there can be no external restraints keeping me from saying that. Liberty in metaphysics, as opposed to necessity, is the power of an agent to do or forbear any particular action. John Brockoff, is John Brockoff in here? Is John Brockoff in here? FBI's nervous if you are, John.
2477, John.
John, you in there? Because did you, folks, did you know this? When John Brockoff burnt down those abortion clinics, that he wanted to use a law called the necessity of defense. And the necessity of defense says this: all laws become null when the life of someone is at risk. How about that?
Praise the Lord.
So John Brockoff, when he went into court, wanted to say, I'm using the necessity of defense. I have to disobey that law to save somebody. Did you know that? Liberty is, oh my goodness. Privilege, exemption, immunity enjoyed by prescription. Wow. 3 minutes left. Somebody help me wrap this. I don't even know if this made sense today.
Coach, yeah, this is this is Gary from New York. And just read an article while we've been on the huddle that this flies directly in the face of what we've just been talking about as far as natural liberty. And it's in Dearborn, Michigan, a group of Christians were arrested for proselytizing or preaching the gospel to some Muslims, and they're suing the city of Dearborn over that. And that's
the tyranny, isn't it, Gary?
Yes, yeah, to say the least.
By the way, Gary came all the way from Syracuse to be part of it. God bless you, Gary. God bless you. So, okay, so let me wrap it up here. We're a different species, boys. This kind of Christians. And Jesus said to the disciples, this kind only comes out with prayer and fasting. He was talking about the demonic realm. But for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. This kind only happens through prayer and fasting. This kind only happens to a complete selling out of yourself, to a complete conversion of your soul to the will of God. That's how this kind is created, this kind. So in your spiritual ecosystem, as you go about your day, remember this. The Bible calls you a peculiar person. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. This kind.